Time to go bitch cake.
Time to go.
They suck.
Yeah.
Are you looking for your whole
bitch cakes? What are you going bitch cakes about, hmm?
Answer me.
Hmm?
And it's brought to you by Davis Applied Technology College. Come see how bright your future can be. And if you are going bitch cakes about something, 801-570-1019. We kind of want to go bitch cakes for this dude out of Illinois. He did just win a big settlement from his dentist because a couple of years he went in for a root canal. She dropped a tool down his throat. And we're just looking at this video trying to get a two scale of what this thing looks like. And I can't see what it is. Is that a plate? Some kind of plastic plate that says made in China?
Yeah, that's some kind of plate. So what is that? The tool, it's got to be kind of small, right?
Maybe an inch long, but it's like an inch long spear or like fish hook.
It looks medieval, whatever it is.
Let's go to the dude.
This dentist did my tooth before. I didn't expect that would be happened like this.
The dentist on the day of the procedure knew that she dropped the tool, but she didn't know exactly what happened to it. She looked around the room for a couple minutes for it, couldn't find it.
She told me also that when she find it, she will be calling me. A small dental instrument can be effect of my life.
Okay, so he never got a call, and a couple days after that, his stomach started to hurt really badly, and he went in for surgery and took it out, and then lawsuit, and now payment of lawsuit. But that conversation after the instrument was lost down the throat must have been something like this.
So I don't know where my tool went. I dropped it, but it's around here somewhere. I'll find it. When I do find it, I'll let you know, but it's got to be here somewhere.
Okay,
it's on the floor somewhere.
So you lose tool, but you say somewhere, but certainly not lose tool in me.
Oh, no, it's going to be on the floor somewhere. It'll turn up, no problem. Trust me. I do this all the time. I lose my keys, lose the tools. It happens.
Yes, I've lost keys too, but I don't normally lose keys when driving.
Well,
this kind of like you're using tool for dentist stuff.
And trust me, this just happens all the time. It's going to turn up out of nowhere. Don't you worry. Just have a great day. Thank you so much for coming in. Don't forget to floss.
Well, Natalia,
make sure you're flossing.
Yes, I hear that's myth. But when you find tool, you'll call
Absolutely.
Me and just say, yes,
I'll
I found tool.
Just give
it's
you some peace of mind.
And
say, hey, just to let you know, here was a tool. I told you it was probably right next to my keys. You know, I tend to lose it sometimes. It's okay.
So very soon...
You're totally fine.
Very soon you'll call me.
I'll call you, let you know that I found the tool.
Sort of
okay?
concerned.
All right, I'll let you know. It'll probably be just a couple hours. We'll have the receptionist call you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And then
he set off the metal detector.
He doesn't get a call. Exactly. Oh, that sucks.
Oh, dentists. Why? Why do we need you?
Well, I guess to floss for us or clean our teeth.
Bitch cakes number two. The pumpkin spice wave has already started. Cheerios.
I hate it.
Pumpkin spice Cheerios are coming out very, very soon. Now, what is the month?
It's August.
Yeah, we're watching the Summer Olympics.
I know. What is that, right? Like, what's so annoying about it is I love pumpkin stuff. I love pumpkins. And so now all of a sudden it's like pumpkin spice saturation and it makes you sick. Like, I don't even want to see it.
The harvest is, to be generous, sometime in the middle of October.
Yeah. This is not
pumpkins.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not okay. And the pumpkin spice craze lasts until February.
Oh, yeah.
We can't start it now.
It doesn't stop. No.
Dude, this is like the hockey season.
This
is not okay.
I hate people pressing things on you before it is time. I went to go see Bad Moms over the weekend, and the previews for a couple of the movies that are coming out, like three of them, Christmas movies.
What?
Yeah. Actually, they look really funny. TJ Miller is in one of these movies. It's called Office Christmas Party. It looks insane.
How dare you? It seems like you've been turned...
Yeah. I know,
you're no
right?
longer upset about it.
And
you're already thinking of Christmas.
There's a Bad Santa 2 coming out, just to let you know.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Oh, I know. But I don't want to know yet. I want to know during the Christmas time.
How was Bad Moms?
It was funny. It was cute. It was kind of cheesy, but still cute. I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, can you just keep your seasons like where they're supposed to be? When it's 90 something degrees outside, I don't want to know about pumpkin spice and we lattes can't have and the, whatever.
The Christmas movie previews come up before the Thanksgiving and the Halloween movies.
I know.
Right. Stay in your lane, Christmas movies.
Exactly. Where it's not even Labor Day.
Where are all the Labor Day movie
exactly.
premieres?
Exactly. Please, people.
It's time to go bitch cakes.
Cindy texts in, Utah drivers, enough said. Hear that. And Brad is on the phone. Yes, Brad?
Yesterday I went to Promontory Point, and I used the public restroom there, and the hand dryer blew out air so softly and mildly warm that I felt like it was only helping to create more germs than actually drying my hand. It was very frustrating. And then you got to do the handshake if you're going out the bathroom and or wipe it on your jeans. And,
oh, that's the worst.
It was just not a good situation at
that
all.
That is indeed what they do. They say that they just create more bacteria if they don't dry them off for you. It's gross.
So you were like, dude, where's the Dyson Airblade?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They need those everywhere.
Dude, the Dyson Airblade, it's like your hands are in free fall. You know, you see skydivers and you get like slow-mo vid on their face and they're all like... That's what the Dyson Airblade
does. Hands. Yeah.
So much better than... A kitten attempting to dry off your hands with a little kitty breath.
Oh, the little kitty breath.
That's right.
That's, yeah, that doesn't work so well.
Yeah. That's why the Flintstones got rid of them.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
All right. You guys have a good one.
You too.